Welcome out, everyone. This is our Friday, April the 28th, regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand up for our pledges.
Pray with me. Father, today, Lord, just thank you so much, Lord, for this day that you've given us, for the breath of life, Father. We just thank you that you watch over us and guide us in our endeavors that we do. We pray, that Lord, that you'll continue to do what you do with our meetings and keep them, keep us civil and on agenda and do the things that are best for our employees and our taxpayers alike. Father, we just praise you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honored with Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. To C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll's approved.
I abstain.
With one abstention. Two D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Two E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 2F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, certificate of liability insurance for Ergon, asphalt and emulsions, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Thank you, Brandy.
Item three is hear report from Upshur County Historical Commission, and Ms. Gwen Jewett is here to do that today.
Hey, good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Just want to let you know that we had our first meeting, our county historical meeting on April 10th, had a really good meeting where we, you know, introduced all of the people that signed up for it, gave them a roster, a timesheet, calendars of your court dates, towns and commission, communities, kind of went over that. And we also want to make known that we want to get to know you guys a little bit better, know our commissioners and know what precincts that you are responsible for, so that we will know who to go to for problems that we have. Under our educational goals, we're still trying to provide county awareness and an appreciation of the historic preservation, its benefits and uses. All of this is ongoing. The historical markers and historical homes, the cemeteries, the marker application processes. We have another one that's starting up in May, from May 1st through June 15th, for undertone markers. Everything does not have to be a historical markers, but there's other markers, subject markers and undertone markers also. Under our human resources, again, we get no funding from the county. I am going to request that you guys include us in the budget. We are using the museum's copies, printers. We do all of our work out of the museum, and as you know, they're already hard for cash. So if you could help us out that way, that would make a great difference. Also, with the training for the group, we're not going out for paid training or having anyone come in. A lot of information is on sites, and the Historical Commission in Austin always provides webinars, so we can all sit together and watch whatever programs that we need. Reporting, as far as reporting goes, I want to let you know that last year, working with Bridget Fowler and Claudette Bennett, myself, that was the three that was on the committee, we did turn in a report, 2016 year of service. So I have that report, and I'll forward it to your office just so you can review that. Our proposed scope of work, again, still is to identify and repair or replace any centennial markers in Ocean County. That Indian Village Butler marker over in Roosevelt Park, we have to keep an eye on it as far as the shrubbery around it. And a bronze star is missing off of the one on Sand Hill. So I did send in paperwork for those and have not responded back. No response back from them yet. So I'll have to follow up again with that. The other thing is, again, we're always constantly identifying and updating the marker list, getting point of contacts for those, the same as with the cemeteries. It's quite a lot of work. We have about 70 historical markers that include homes and roads, hospitals, cemeteries, villages, colonies, even railroads, institutions, even newspapers, if they're up here under that. Okay, so just, you know, and about 110 cemeteries that I, you know of that's on the Austin's report. So it's quite a bit of work, and we're up for the challenge. I'd like to turn the floor over now to Mr. Eddie Turner to talk to you about one of the projects going on with the Dixon Orphanage, and that's it.
Thank you, Mrs. Jewett. Judge and commissioners, audience, I hope you have about 30 minutes.
Don't lean against that wall.
Don't get comfortable.
Don't get comfortable.
what I'd like to talk to you about is the Dixon Cemetery. Now, I know if you've looked at the Tyler newspaper, and also Mr. Williams put out article here several months ago, and also the Longview newspaper, talked about the Dixon Orphanage Home Cemetery. Now, if you go online, you can pull it up and you can read all about the orphanage home and Mr. Dixon. The orphanage home started in early 1900. Now, Mr. Buckner, he started it out in early 1900, but Mr. Dixon took over in 1906 and ran it up until 1929. He became ill, and the state of Texas took over then. But this was the only black orphanage home in the state of Texas for black children. And it left here in 1943 and went to Austin. But they moved the orphanage home, but they didn't take the cemetery. So the cemetery is out here south of town. I'm sure most of you know, probably know where it is now. It's out south of town, and we have done a lot of work through the help of a lot of people here in Gilmer. The Mormons, Fifth Ward came out and did a lot of work. The First United Methodist Church, black and white church here in Gilmer, they came out and helped. So we've had a lot of work, and we did a lot of cleaning. But there's additional things that we need to do, and that's image scanning to ensure that we know where all the graves are. At this point, we have no idea where they all are. Although the appraisal board, they have out a boundary line, whether it's where it should be. But in looking at the cemetery, we don't think that's correct. So image scanning will probably cost a little money, and we'll probably be asking you all for help this entry, since that's your area and other commissioners. So this is where we are. We're trying to get it brought back up to par, and it's already been designated as a cemetery, and it's been filed with the young lady here in the tax office. So we're in the process of trying to get it brought back up to par and up to date. And folks, think about it. This is part of Gilmer, Upshur County. This is part of your history. So let's do what we should. There's a lot of history around Gilmer. A lot of it's good, a lot of it's not, you all know. So we'll probably be asking you all, we'll be asking you all to assist us, and I'm sure you all will. Now, I said I had a timesheet, but I haven't seen a check yet. maybe there'll be one forthcoming. But if so, I will donate it back.
It's all volunteer. That will stand in the meeting.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner, when this went to the state, does the state not fund you in any way?
Thank you, Mr. Berger. That has been my question. All of the property, the orphanage home at one time owned over 701 acres of land here in this area. The orphanage home owned that. But when the state took over, they gave the Texas A&M 70 acres for a sweet potato farm. And the rest of it, I guess, were just divvied out, sold off to different entities. Yes, I said the state should take care of the whole thing. They took the land. They should take care of the whole thing. And I wish I knew how to go dig into that. If y'all will help me, we sure will look into that.
I'll call Brian and see.
Who?
Brian Hughes.
Brian, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I see Philip writing an article. Where can they send donations to if anybody wished to help?
Well, and that's what we need to set up. It was just four of us started this project. We don't have a cabinet or anything. Yes, that's a good point.
There were, at one point, there were markers, metal markers on those graves, but from what I understand, they got pulled up.
Yes,
and
sir.
Nobody made a map of where
yes.
they belong.
Yes, sir. There's only two legible stones there now, one for Mr. J.W. Washington and another one for Miss Sally Dixon. They are legible headstones. The rest of them are the old funeral home metal markers. They have deteriorated. So it's just kind of a seek and find. We counted approximately 25 plus kind of divots in the ground.
Okay.
But to know for sure, we don't know unless we have an image scan.
Is that behind the housing project?
No. Going 271. Do you know where Mr. Bubba restaurant is?
Yeah. Right in there.
It's just behind him on the hill.
I knew it's right in there.
Yes.
So the image scanning that you're talking about, now you're talking about an actual ground penetration image scanning, is that what you're trying to do?
Well, now, the Steve F. Austin University, they have people there that can do all this, and I don't know exactly how they would do it, but they could come out and image scan to verify if that's about, if anything is there. And I know it will cost something, I don't know how much. But a gentleman by the name of Dr. Richard Hackney is looking into that for us to let us know.
We don't have a record of who's buried there in any grave, do we?
No, so we've searched, we be such.
So we don't know.
I mean, at the Turner's Funeral Home, they don't have anything. It seemed like to me the state of Texas would have something since they took up Tivoli. The only two legible headstones there is Miss Sally Dixon and Mr. J.W. Washington. And they were born in the 1800s, mid to late 1800s.
Do you know the number of graves that are there?
Approximate. We counted approximate 25.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's more. A gentleman came out last week and he looked, Dr. Richard Hackney, that does a lot of work with these cemeteries. And he looked at the area and he said, Eddie, this cemetery is not what it should be. No operation to have this much land and have this small a cemetery. It would be at least an acre. And the way the appraisal district shows it now is 40 feet wide and 168 feet long.
Whose name is that cemetery in with the appraisal district?
Who?
Davidson.
See,
oh, okay.
Billy Jack Davidson.
Yes. When we first started looking into this, the bank owned it, and they did not know the cemetery was there. And then they sold it off to other different people. Davidson owned it now. And getting to the bottom line, we have a clean cemetery, but now we have asked the city to provide a right-of-way to the cemetery. And that's seems to be a problem. Mr. Davidson stated the fact that he don't want the cemetery fenced and he don't want to give a right-of-way because he's thinking about developing that part of the land in front and behind the cemetery. And he also stated that if we fenced it, he would like for us to leave a gate so he could drive across the cemetery. That won't happen. No. So, Mr. Martin is looking into maybe purchasing a right-of-way from the bank so we can get in and out. So this is the situation we're in now, and we're most certainly trying to work with it to get it done.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, interesting.
Glenn.
One more thing about the marker. When you talk about marker mayhem, the markers are being destroyed and whatnot. The original Dixon Orphanage marker, which is up there on 300 across from this huge gas station they just built. Okay, trucks were coming in there and parking right there in front of the marker. Now it's bent over. So I'm wondering, you know, who is responsible under the management of that gas station? Maybe we could write them a letter and they could absorb some of the cost of that marker being put back the way it should be. And it's not a parking place for big trucks, but they park there.
Wouldn't TxDOT take care
of it? Could we, could TxDOT not put a sign for no big trucks?
I've talked to the commissioner's board, and they directed me to TxDOT. I've talked to a gentleman with TxDOT, and he says he would look into that and try to get it fixed. But now the city may have to install some signs there saying no parking. But I've already talked to TxDOT.
Okay.
Ms. Jewett, yes. The Historical Commission volunteered. And it seems to me it would take an awful lot of people. How many people do this?
Seven. Last year, three.
You've gained.
We have a good team.
All right. Good.
I need a check.
Need a check.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Thank you for being here.
Thank you all.
Item four is discuss and take action to approve the use of the courthouse lawn by the BFW for Memorial Day service with permission to move inside the courthouse to the county courtroom for bad weather.
Motion to approve that.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve that. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to rename Private Road 1222 as Loveless Farm Road.
That is me. I had a representative for the Loveless family contact me about a month ago and they want to rename the road, and I tried to explain the difference in the signage, and I just learned today that one of the reasons that they wanted to see about getting the road named and still have it be a red sign was that there were other roads and signs in the county that were that way. And Etcog had told them that, but I just learned today that those are the actual signs that are on the 2-year waiting list, or those roads. And that's why they have a name, but they're red. They're going into county inventory in 2 years. So this would be possibly very confusing. But I did tell them that I would bring this to the court and see what y'all thought. So that's what I'm doing. So we don't think much, okay.
First of all, I'm going to say this. I don't think that you, when you have farm-to-market roads out here, that you name something a farm road. I think that first just jumps at me as being a mistake to do that anyway. And secondarily, I think that it start doing that, and you got a tremendous precedent set.
Well, I think we got a system in place, and this doesn't fall in line with that system.
All right.
Well, I will relay that back to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gentry. Item 6 is discuss and take action to appoint Upshur County sick leave pool board members. And we have Stephanie Hendricks, who needs to be appointed for a 2-year period.
I'll make a motion to appoint Stephanie Hendricks. To the pool.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Barker to appoint Stephanie Hendricks to the sick pool board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Y'all want to sign off on that?
On the previous item, it says discuss and take action. I think you have to at least take an action to say vote.
I think the action is no action.
There's no action. Jimmy, don't tell me how to run the meeting.
Okay.
Item 7 is discuss and take action to transfer the emergency management coordinator funding to the salary line item in the Sheriff's Department. We have a contract with Mr. Mark Nichols, and that contract's going to have a 30-day notice prior to termination, so there's no action that the court can take today on item 7. Item 8 is discuss and take action to record list of salvage property to be destroyed.
Huh?
Do you have that list?
I'm excited.
Commissioner Gentry has worked very, very hard on this.
This is the listing of some of the things that we've come across in working with that. Of course, we know torn jail mattresses and inmate bedding and inmate clothing, uniforms, mop buckets that don't hold water. Broken toilet sinks. We've got mini blinds. There's a couch over there that has no legs. We have shredder that has exposed wiring, so we were kind of concerned about putting that into an auction and somebody getting electrocuted, so we're asking for it to be considered destroyed. We have trash can lids with no trash cans, carpet remnants, TV monitors and calculators and small appliances that will not turn on. There's the listing of that.
Is this the only copy she has?
I also have a listing of the
next item.
Okay. That's it. As of right now.
Is there a motion under item 8?
I'd like to make a motion that we deem this as salvage to be destroyed.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the list of salvage property to be destroyed. That's in the record. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Oh. Yes, sir.
How do you plan on destroying it?
Dumpster.
I mean, can a lot of it be burned?
No. I don't think so.
TVs and stuff, no. I think the mattresses are closed and stuff like that. The mattresses shouldn't burn.
They're jail mattresses.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So we will, well, do I still?
So I can start, if y'all vote on this, then I can start disappearing this stuff.
If you need to hire a roll-off or get a roll-off.
I wish it was that much stuff, but it's not.
Okay.
That's what we need.
We have a motion and a second. Item 8, those in favor?
Aye.
Item 9 is discuss and take action to auction list of surplus property. Now, Commissioner Gentry.
This is a list, a partial list of laptops, scanners, typewriters, computers, printers that we already have that have been inventoried. And this is a copy of the lots that we are going to place in our first auction. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Five lots.
Great.
Y'all should be clapping. This is a woo-hoo moment. Y'all do not understand. There should be dancing in the streets.
Back some of it.
There was three rooms in the Rock building. You probably have a square footage of this room together. And they were stacked from floor to ceiling with stuff. And Commissioner Gentry has been over there and worked on this project. So
Miss Estella.
And Estella.
Julie, a whole bunch of us. So it's happening. I know, I sound kind of pathetic, Donna, for being this excited.
So are you going to put it?
I make a motion.
Going forward.
I will second.
Can we add?
We're going to do that later.
Okay, so we'll do that in another.
Are you just going to put it on Auction Express or?
Yes. What we're trying to do is this is the listing of stuff that we're trying to keep under $500 so that we don't have to do all the postings and all that kind of stuff. We're trying to keep the expense as low as we can. And that big list is so that while we're doing other things and trying to get lots together, we already have stuff that's available that we can just throw in there while we're working so we don't have any downtime. We're going to try to have an auction every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I would like to make a
motion. You're going to handle that, you and the auditor?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good.
Sorry, go ahead with your motion.
I want to make a motion that we adopt the list as I've submitted for surplus and the listing for our first auction.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the auction list, and Commissioner Gentry will handle that auction. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Judge, on the six board members, I had three, and their name Stephanie. Did you have the copy for the other two?
I thought I had three copies of the same thing.
No, they're all three.
Okay.
Does it add up to general?
Yes, it does. We need to go back to that. So under item 6, discuss and take action to appoint Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board members. There's also Jan Frost. And who else is there?
And Lisa Tefteller.
Lisa Tefteller. Do you have a copy of that one? Who made that motion? Did you keep
change my motion?
Don made it.
Okay. The motion was by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Burka. So we need to include Jan Frost and Lisa Tefteller.
And I'll change my motion to be Stephanie, Jan Frost, and Lisa Tefteller.
And I'll second that motion.
So the amended motion is to name Jan Frost, Stephanie Hendricks, and Lisa Tefteller. Are those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.